God of mercy and grace, we bow our head before you, O God, to the dust where you are from us, Lord. We appreciate you for your goodness and your mercy upon our lives since Sunday when we all physically gathered here. Thank you for your grace, thank you for your mercy that we have enjoyed, both on workers, both on business people, school children, travelers, O God. Thank you for being with us in our daily activities, O God. Thank you for fighting our battles. Thank you for defeating the enemy, O God, for us. We know, Lord, as your word told us and as your servant reminds us, O God, that it goes about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. But we thank you for your grace that has kept each and every one of us sane, O God, safe and secure. Blessed be your name in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, for the provision again and the Lord preparation that you have made for us to come into your divine presence, the which we know we are not worthy of. You are the only worthy one, that's why we come to you, Father. We pray, Lord, that you will wash us every week in the name of Jesus Christ. Cleanse us from every of our shortcomings. Cleanse us from every of our trespass, our unbelief, our sins, Lord. May they come under your blood in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray, dear Father, that in your divine presence tonight, Lord, you will meet with all our needs, O God. You will bless our heart, O God. You will rejoice our heart, O God, and destroy every evil work of the devil in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for souls that are already here, souls that might still be on their way coming, Lord. We pray that you hasten their footsteps, O God. We pray in all nations of the world where your children are gathered today for prayer meeting. May you bless the gathering of the saints, bless the reading of your word, bless the hearing of the same. When the hour for prayer will come, Lord, inspire us to pray, O God. Lord, we pray for your servant once again, Bakatari. May your grace be with him, O God. Grant us a wonderful time. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus Christ's name, we are praying. Amen. The Lord bless you. Good evening and welcome to the midweek service. Without wasting our time, let's come to the book of Ephesians. Ephesians and chapter 2. We'll read the first five verses there. Ephesians chapter 2 from verse 1. Alright. It says, and you, that is us, me and you, are they quickened? Oh, we're dead in trespasses and sins. Wherein in time past You walk according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now walketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. Verse 4. Say, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he has loved us, even when we were dead in sin, had quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. May the Lord Jesus add his blessing to the reading and hearing of that portion of his word in our hearts. You can please be seated. God bless you. Amen. God help you. You have time. You can read the whole of that chapter. But just bear with me. I just want to pass a few comments on the scripture that we have read. Verse 3 says, among whom also we all had our conversation in time past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind. Amen. Those are the tools of the devil. Amen. See this flesh, and you see this our heart. Those are the things the devil uses. May God help us. Tonight, the text that we want to fellowship on is the message the prophet preached, the God who is rich in mercy. Amen. Now we are, I believe we are Bible students, and we're just trying to remind ourselves of these things and trust that God somewhere along the line will bless our heart. Amen. Now, God, who is rich in mercy, Abraham told us, and as we know as Bible believers, that God had a great plan in the beginning, that is Genesis, when he made the first man. Amen. And we know the program, how the woman came in, who was the byproduct, and God allowed that. And now everything happened, man fell. Now, I want us to look at that. Genesis chapter. You look at chapter 2, put emphasis there, and chapter 3. When God was giving instruction to man, just as we had on Sunday, and that's where our problem lies. You see, God is so great, and he's so mindful. He understands, he has a program, and he's so mindful. He knows man that is putting here, what the man is capable of. Now, God told man, he said, you can eat of every fruit that is in the garden, but the one that is in the midst of the garden, don't eat from that one. He said, for the day you eat of it, that day you die. Amen. Now, Satan is a wicked fellow. He's a wicked fellow. That time, Satan was, how do I put it now? It was okay. It was cherubim that covered it, we know as Bible students. And it was casted down here, and it became the God of the world. Let me put it that way. The God of this earthly world. Amen. So Satan was in control. Amen. He could influence man. Amen. But maybe, at that point, he didn't have full control. He didn't have full control. And he was looking how he could come into God's program, because his thought, if you read it, that has always been his thought, that he wanted to be like God. Amen. He wanted to be worshipped, he wanted to be served like God. So, he was looking at this man that God put, and the woman, that okay, if I come in here and inject and spoil the program. And the only way he could come is through the closest thing that man has with God. And that was this word. And how did he come in? Was to misinterpret the word. And the way he came, he came to Eve, we know the story. And he started having conversation with her. started having discussion with her. I said, as God said, like this. And everyone began to tell me, this is what God said. I said, that's the thing. Let me explain to you better. Now, to see how very slick, as the prophet says, Satan is very sleepy, is very smart. He began to play with the flesh and the mind of the woman. Amen. Verse 8, he began to teach the woman part in her body that she didn't know. He began to tell her certain areas, this God know himself that the day that you touch this part, this tree, you will know good and evil. You will be like him. Then perhaps the woman would have been thinking. Because that is what Satan wanted to achieve.
Oh, God know that we will be like him.
Is that why he said we should not touch it? And you seem mad. Instead, God help us.
I think I want to be like God.
I said, okay, you want to be like God. I tell you, if you eat from me, you will not surely die.
But woman said, no, he said, we will die.
He said, forget, you will not surely die. And Abraham said, sin is so innocent. Amen. In the beginning stage, if God doesn't help you, you will not recognize where Satan is going until when you fall in it and God give you grace to come out. You now see that, Satan is very wicked. Because why? He plays with our mind. May God help us. That's why Brother said, the things that we hear, the things that we see every day, whether we like it or not, it has an influence on us. And there are spirits behind everything that we see and everything that we hear. And remember, as the prophet told us, in the greatest battle ever fought, there are two forces and there are two spirits. The one above and the one beneath. And every human being were influenced from either side. And as scripture told us, whoever or whichever side we yield our member to, that is the place that we become servant. May God help us in Jesus' name. Now, Ephesians now said, we were no different from people that we see in the world today. Amen. The man that is on the field now, and maybe we take a smoke and smoke, we are not different from that man. The man that we drink whiskey, we are not different from that man. The woman that put on trousers, we are not different. We are all of this flesh. Amen. But what makes us different is Christ that dwelleth in us. May God help us. Now, he said, among all also, we all have our conversation in time past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and the mind. I tell you, there is nobody that can live above that. Except God help you. There's nobody that can live above the nature of this flesh, above the nature of the mind, just as we had in the Sunday school on Sunday. Amen. Except if we don't want to be sincere with ourselves. When God is rich in mercy. I tell you, even to us in this tabernacle, God is rich in mercy. That it carefully begins to tell us the stages of our Christianity growth. Tell you that this is the stage of justification. This is how a man that is in justification, this is the way we act, this is the way we react, this is the way we behave. Now when we say man, I mean man and woman. Now, a man that is in justification, this is the same way he will behave, this is the same way she will behave. And the man that has gotten into the realm of Holy Ghost baptism, this is the way the fellow will behave. It is God rich in mercy. Now, not only that, God also brings us into his economy. It's his mercy to us. Because not every person has that opportunity. Like we were hearing again on Sunday. You look at sometimes the ways of God, it looks foolishness. That is why the Bible told us, scripture told us that the ways of God is not the way of man. How do you think that we go through Jericho the first time, we go, we shout for the first day. We go the second day, we go back, we shout. Go like that. The sixth day, do the same thing. But the seventh day, we go around and do it seven times. And everything just went down. Only that house of prayer. Think of it.
It was God that was rich in mercy. Rahab was not different from every other person that their beauty went down and they died. She was not different. But because why? Because when you were coming to this world, and that is where I love that. That's why Satan can never get us. If God is gracious to you, I give you that revelation that when you were coming to this world, God slipped something inside of you. Amen. That thing Satan cannot get it. He can be able to deceive you along the way. He can be able to rubbish you. But God that is rich in mercy, somewhere along the line, he will get you out from that trap of the devil. Amen.
John, like I was saying, you know, to the brother we're baptizing on Sunday, I said this is another testimony that we can say is somebody that is delivered from the cage of the devil. Just like a song that I used to listen to.
That woman was singing. He said, this is another one that is saved. Saved because why? Every day Satan's agenda is to bring people into hell.
Oh, yes.
That is his agenda. And he used everything humanly possible. The music that we listen to, we think is very innocent. Satan is beginning to work on the music. Before you know, it has something to do in your mind. The thing that you hear, if you are not careful, he has something to do in your mind. The things that you use your physical eye to see. Why is it that many people, when they, out of the multitude of rubbish that they watch in the daytime, they go to bed, they are seeing themselves fly. It is because of what you see. Because of what you hear. May God help us. But we thank God that God is rich in mercy. Satan, is a wicked fellow. He used this mind, because the mind, there is power in that mind. He used that mind so well. He used it to deceive man. He began to tell you that you look at God, like I was reading the story of a young boy. Very young boy. I can't remember the age they call it. But the boy is arrived from secondary school. He had been thinking of committing suicide. And I look and say, oh God, merciful. And he ended up, he committed that suicide in 211. I'm telling you of a story that happened this month. And I was just looking at it, I said, if not God that is rich in mercy. The boy wrote something, he said, I don't know, I don't love God. He said, but if that God is anywhere, I don't know if he will have mercy on me. And I just wrote and said, God have mercy. Satan is very terrible. He plays with people's mind and just mesmerizing, and make them disbelieve God. Paint a picture that is not real. Paint a picture that is not there. It just makes man feel so dissatisfied. Make woman feel so dissatisfied. Tell you, what is it? What is it to life? And that's why you see people go to drinking. What is it to life? People go to womanizing.
People go to doing all kind of rubbish.
That's why I say, we are not different from them. I tell you, the same temptation that is facing them is the same that faces us. But what makes us different is God that is rich in mercy. What is it that, okay, when we were in sin and trespass, as Apostle Paul said, many times we try to take that tree. Even when we were in sin, we were taking it and contemplation would be in our hearts. You finish that drink like this and you feel very bad. Why did I drink? It was the mercy of God. Something was in your heart telling you, that is not your place. May God help us. Something telling you, that is not your place. Then why do you remain there? It was his mercy to us. But man said, that is why you look at the woman and the well. If not God that was rich in mercy, God made the provision, made that preparation for her. I believe it was for our sake that Christ came to that way. Of course, if you are a believer and you're a Bible student, you will know that he didn't have any other business coming to that way other than to save that woman. You believe that? Of course, that was the reason why he came. And look at it. Oh, if you just think of the salvation plan of God, it's so wonderful. It's so rich. It's so, you can never just think of it too much. That God, before the foundation of the world, Abraham said, he has saved you. Do you believe that? So it is not something that I have to start doing now. All I just have to do is to yield myself and surrender myself to him. Many times Satan will come with unbelieving sermon. He will come and tell me many things that are not real. How do I find grace? It's when I come back, I fall to the word of God. Know that, no God.
You have a program for my life.
You have a plan. All this that Satan is trying to say is a lie. But the Bible says, let every man's word, the Bible is successful. Let every man's word be a word, be a lie. But let God's word be the truth. Man say, I am no good. In fact, my father say, I am no good. My mother say, I am no good.
But what is God's word saying about me?
That's where we have to come. What is God's word saying about me? Is God's word saying, I am no good? If God's word is saying that, then is there a way of escape for me? That's the next thing.
May God help us.
But man say, if not God that was rich in mercy, look at Papa Noah. Noah was not different from any other person in his day. Father Abraham was not different from any other person in his day. All of them serving dumb idol.
Maybe this thing will be their God.
This is microphone. I'm just using it to illustrate. It can be their God. And Abraham, his father, his forefather, they were serving idols, image. But why was it that it was Abraham that God chose? And said, you see, this generation is coming. When it came finally to Abraham, I will stop this idol of it. It was God that was rich in mercy. And look at your own life too. Let me look at my life. I'm not different from many of my brothers, many of my sisters, many of my relations. Why is it that it is hard for them to believe this message? Why is it that I accept it? And even me that I claim that I accept it, I know that I'm not perfect in my every way. Many of my siblings, many of my uncles and aunties, they're even doing better than I do. When we talk about zeal and many of these things that, I mean, the Christian world do, many of them fast than we do. If it is prayer, many of them pray than we do. But to tell you, God that is rich in mercy, it tells us that it is not by your fasting, it is not by your praying, it is not by your good works, it is just by his mercy that you are saved. Not of anything that I do, on anything that I have done, but it is something that he has done for me.
May God help us.
When you just sometimes just set to Iran, I said I want to, you know, Satan is very smart. He begins to bring, you know, bring different pictures, bring different experiences, show you this one, show you that one, show you this one, show you that one. And he begins to tell you, is there any need to be a Christian? Is there any use? If not for the mercy of God. Many of us, like a brother was, you know, sharing something with me on Sunday. Many times we are tempted, when we are in certain trials, when we are in certain phase of life, we are tempted to murmur, we are tempted to despair, we are tempted to complain. But the songwriter said, there is one in heaven.
Hallelujah.
I will thank God for that one. There is one in heaven who knows what our deepest care. He said, Lord, let Jesus solve your problem. You just go to him sincerely in prayer. Are you battered by trouble in life?
Oh man.
Look at that woman with the issue of blood. If not God that was rich in mercy, 12 years. Going from one doctor's hospital to another. Let me make it very practical to us. As the prophet will say, this doctor, we give her a note. In case you don't understand what it is, this doctor will refer. This case is beyond me. Go to Sayaya.
I'm calling it. I'm not speaking to you.
Go to UCH. And UCH, go and see another doctor there. Say, no, I can't treat this case. Maybe go to Fine Branch. There's a specialist there. Fine Branch will look at it, examine it, maybe manage it, can do one or two things. He said, this is beyond me. Go to Lulu, Lagos. As the person is going, time is going, money is going. Remember that. Strength is failing the person. that woman 12 years in that condition. But thank God, who was rich in mercy, he knew that at the 12th year, he was going to deliver that woman. And how he was going to deliver her would be in one of his crusades when they will come along. That woman will have the opportunity. She will not be like the critic that I've been hearing. I said, who is this man? He says, a baseball. She didn't take that back. Even though I've not seen him, all this thing I've been hearing about him, I believe him. Amen. But I said, there, in her heart, and the scripture told her, she proposed in her heart that if I can have the opportunity, as he's just doing his revival, to touch the hem of his garment. I know that this is my blood issue. We stop. And brother, I say, God made a way for her. Amen. It was God that was rich in mercy. Now, the prophet told us, look at Adam's fallen race. When man did what he shouldn't do, and he fell in the garden, the whole human race should have been cut off. Is that not so? Because God said, the day you eat of it, that day you die. And Baba said that death means eternal separation from God. That was what Satan wanted to achieve. He thought that that is the end of mankind. I mean, relationship with God. But look at God that was rich in mercy. He still went down to the garden himself as though he didn't know that man had fallen. And he was calling Adam, 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 Adam. Man, yeah. And man was running away. But Baba said, that's why people that say, it is me that seek God. It is me that seek God. But Baba said, none of us seek God. It was God going after each and every one of us. Which of us seek God? Raise up your hand tonight. None of us. Every one of us were running away. Even those of us that claim to be very righteous, we were running away. Because certain things, when we come to certain crossroads, this one is too much. It looks as though we turn back. God said, no, come, I am still here with you. Ah, God, you are still here, but I don't see you now. How do you say you are here? Like the prophet told us in exposition. That's what people don't understand. God, you say you are here, but I can't see you. You say you are here and you allow this kind of thing to happen to me. Where are you? I can't see you. He said, I'm here. I'm here. I'm here with you. Satan's plan, he wanted that total separation. But look at it. God that was rich in mercy. He went down to the garden. Walking. Oh, my. Thank God for amazing grace. It was going around. And finally, Adam answered. And God said, where have you been? He said, I heard your voice. But I could not come. Why? We know the story. He says, the woman that you gave me. And everybody prepared for that, the nature of man. Everybody began to pass the ball. God asked Adam, why? He said, the woman. God asked the woman, why? Is the serpent. Everybody begin to pass the ball. And as though, human race should have been cut off. Is that not so? The Bible said, you see, God, he brought that lamb. Hallelujah. Innocent lamb, he brought it and killed it for mankind. I said, for this that you have done, yes, you people will leave this garden. Yes, you're going to leave here. But Bible said, because angels, God placed them there, and man could not get access again. Amen. He bade them out, said, you can't come in here again. But the blood was already there, and God gave them a covering. Now, that blood that time, well, time is up. That blood that time was only to cover the sin of man. But God, in his perfect plan, oh man, sometimes I just think of it. Why God just like a script, I tell you. Like a drama. God allows to go that long and travel and travel and come back to redemption. Waiting for the perfect sacrifice. Himself. Amen. Because everything that was in God, brother said, it came to Christ. Amen. Himself, he had to bring forth, himself. One that did not know sin. Oh, man. One that did not commit anything. Because your father could not do it. My father could not do it. Your mother could not do it. Nobody could pay the price. Animal blood could no longer do it for us. Because why? in the Garden of Eden, when God did that, He gave them that provision, slaughtered the animal. But Bible says it got to a time, because that was what God gave them. It became a stench in his nostril. Man will go, he will sin, he know that it is just to buy a lamb. When I buy the lamb, I bring it. He go back again, he do the same thing. Amen. He go back again, he do the same thing. And God said, I am tired of all this sacrifice. But in his mind, he knew that he was going to come. He's the perfect sacrifice. Hallelujah. Satan was thinking that man will never have access to God. That was his plan. Even up to now, I tell you, if God can open your eyes to see the plan and the program of Satan, that is what they always think every time. When they get one child of God, and they show the person so deep, maybe in sin, or out of the will of God, or so frustrated, and the man just feels, I'm giving up. God said, no, you can't. I'm still here with you. Amen. He said, I'm still here. I'm your everlasting portion. I'm here. I'm rich in anything you can think of. I'm here with you. The Bible said, look at it. Satan thinking, all the prophets of old, that he would have, you know, he would have gotten them. And that's why the Bible said, even in death, the Christian is victorious. Amen. There is no loss for a Christian. You believe that? I tell you, there is no loss for a Christian. Satan can so batter a Christian that the man, we have to go through trials in his life. He will not enjoy his life. Let me put it physically, as man called enjoyment. All of his life, he has sickness. If there is something like that. If there is somebody like that. That has to go through sickness from day one to deserve the final that he lived his heart. God is still the boss. He can never fail. If that one is his own, Satan might think, I got this one. I didn't allow her to enjoy. I didn't allow her to serve him. Because what is even the enjoyment? Maybe the enjoyment of this world. And he thinks that, I battered this one with trials, with troubles and things. Because they know. I said that, finally, I got her. She's dead now. I got him. He's dead now. God said, no, you didn't get that one. That one is my own. Amen. Because you see this enemy that we are fighting, he's so terrible, brother, sister. And he used the mind just like he did in the Garden of Eden. Go ahead, let us continue on Sunday. He used the mind. And that is what he's still using today, is using the mind. And he will tell man, you are no good. Maybe I'm speaking to somebody. He tells man, you are no good. What is the use of you serving God? I tell you, there is better enjoyment in serving the Lord. The songwriter told us there is what? There is peace. And there is what? Contentment in serving the Lord. I love him far better than in the days of what? Your. Tell me, brother, the day that you say you want to be, you're a Christian, that is the day that Satan will point his arrow on you. Every doubt, that of sickness, that of trouble, that of failure, anything you can think of. You think you have it good now? Just give Satan a job for a season. It's coming back. And when it's coming back, his target, if God will help you, is to get you away from God. But he can never do that. That's why I love the song that Brother Mike sang on Sunday. It didn't let the devil win. Oh, yes. And even in my life, in your life, it will not let Satan win. Satan has lost the battle. Is this sickness? He used sickness and began to play on your mind. I said, you are going to die. That is the only thing, like I used to tell him. I said, Satan, the best that you can do is death. And there is no power that you got in that one. Amen. Because I know I am a child of God. Yes. Even if you use death to threaten me, you just give me three tickets. It is perfect. I'm waiting for the other people that are here. That is why, except we don't know who we are. But the Bible said, because before you were coming, God ordained you. You believe that? God ordained me. God ordained each and every one of us. That is to tell you that his mercy was so rich. Why didn't he choose your uncle? Why didn't he choose your auntie? Oh my, time will fail us. But the Bible said, you see, why didn't he choose anyone? But he said, we that were once dead in sin and what? Trespasses. As it was, he has quickened us to what? Life. Not the physical life. He has quickened us to what? Eternal life. That is why, no matter what we go through in life, we might not have life very rosy. But one assurance that we've got is that we've got God. Amen. No matter how long, Satan might even batter you in sin and trespass. There is nobody that was not like that. And if there is anybody that is not like that, Scripture says we were born in sin, shame in iniquity. We came to this world doing what? Speaking lie. Every one of us, nobody is immune from it. You look at the innocent child, 5 years, 6 years, nobody teach a child how to lie. It's the nature of man. But God that is rich in mercy. I just used to think of it. How did God used to walk the same way Satan walked in the heart of man? That is the same way God walked. That preaching will be going on and man is just sitting there. And God will just put a conviction and say, today, not today, sir. There is no going back. Today, I say today is today. If you don't talk that thing, you will die. And you see the man, his blood will begin to rush. As if he leave that place, not die. And that is the way God works. None of us can do it. Nobody has power to do that. It is God. Like I was telling, you know, the people there on Sunday, when pastor was not there, your father was not there, your mother was not there, nobody was there when you did that thing, and God convicted your heart, and you said, God, I did that thing, and you came and confessed. You think it's an easy thing? It's a mystery. I tell you, it's a mystery, because there are millions carrying that same sin, having that same condemnation. But why is it only me that God have mercy on? It shows that he has an interest in me. It shows that he has an interest in you. And that is why, brother, sister, no matter what Satan is saying, don't listen to the devil. Don't listen to his lie. Don't listen to his suggestion. Because what he uses your heart. He uses your ear. Whatever you hear that is not of God's word, it begins to walk upon it and brings unbelief in your heart. May God help us in Jesus' name. Let's bow our head tonight. He didn't let the devil win. That's what the songwriter told us. And even tonight, he will not let Satan win. We'll be hearing the message, spiritual warfare. This is again a continuation of all that we have been hearing, brother, sister. God bless you, sister. So tell us that Satan, he uses our flesh if we yield to him, you know, to the lust of the flesh, as the Bible told us. If we listen and we yield to the lust of the mind, he uses those things and begin to work on it. Just bear with me. Somebody that is on the verge of committing suicide. It's the devil that does that. This is the devil begin to walk on the mind. The devil begin to walk on the flesh. Sometimes, many times, those people, they don't want to do those things. But Satan is a wicked fellow. But thank God who is rich in mercy. Oh, man. Thank God who is rich in mercy. If not for the mercy of God, we are not better than every other person that are in that web. It's just the mercy and grace of God. That I am not in the instant institution today. It's because of God who is rich in mercy. That I am not dead in sin and trespass. It is because of God who is rich in mercy. That I am not somewhere. I think in this message, Brother Bam was saying, I think it was the prophet. But I said, I could have been somewhere else tonight. Or maybe it was money preached that sermon. He said, I could have been somewhere. But he said, but thank God who is rich in mercy that made the provision for me to be where I am today. It's the mercy of God that you are in church tonight. To even hear this word that you are hearing, it's the mercy of God. Many people desire to hear it, but they cannot hear it. Many people desire to come into the economy of God, but God said you cannot come. Was it not Esau and Jacob? And God said, Jacob I love, but Esau I hate. The Bible said, then you say, there is there iniquity with God? God forbid. But because why? He knew both before they were even born. He knew what Esau would do. He knew what Jacob would do. He said, Jacob, I love, but Esau, I hate. Yes. When Paul came, Jacob looked like the bad man. Esau looked like the good man. But thank God for election. Thank God for predestination. Oh, man. No wonder Brother says, the way you will know that you're a child of God, look at your respect for the background. I think in this message, the prophet also said it. He said, how you can have favor with God? But man said, the only way you can have favor with God is you have respect to everything that is said. Why is it that many people still struggle with the word of God? Why is it that you don't struggle with it? Many people find it hard to believe what God says. But we just believe it from our hearts. Why? It is something that is working upon us. Something that we cannot explain. Some people think that it is there. No, it is not you, brother. Some people think it is there. It is not you, sister. No wonder Apostle Paul said, I don't live by my own faith, and I live by the faith of the Son of God. The one that died for me and gave his life for me. The one that even before my father and my mother knew me, before my father and my mother knew themselves, he ordained me to his grace. He ordained me to his mercy. He said, Joseph, I know you've been here. No matter what the devil tried to do, this is the provision, this is the program I have for you. And that is why today I can say, thank you, God, that it is not the program of a man. It is your own program. That is why, no matter what Satan do, I feel happy in the Lord. That is why, no matter what Satan do, we can't be frustrated as Christians. We find happiness, we find joy in God. He brings discouragement and said, of what use? The prophet told us many times. Gave his own personal experience. He said, but at that point, when I feel like I to surrender, he said it was something from within. Thank God for that something within. That even though he slay me, I will still serve him. Just like the testimony we were hearing on Sunday. And the associate pastor reminded us, look at the life of Job. One day, Satan is very wicked. He made sure he was bearing servants everywhere. The servant where the children were, the servant where the ox were, the servant where the cattle were. Just make sure he was bearing. And look at how Satan so planned it. As one will be living, another one will be coming. As another one is living, another one will be coming. It's a wicked fellow. I tell you, brother, sister, Satan does not like you. If you are ever here thinking that Satan has pity, as you had on Sunday, Satan does not have any pity. And if you have opportunity, throw your bullet at him. Oh, yes. Don't relax. Don't retreat as soldiers. Physical soldier, they say, no retreat, no surrender. And as a child of God, as Christians, that should also be our attitude. No retreat, no surrender, because this battle of life is a fight, and it must be a fight to finish. I must win, you must win. And thank God, somebody has won for us. But you've got a part to play, my brother. You've got a part to play, my sister. And the part that you have bought is to yield yourself to him. It's for me to yield myself to him. Because whoever I yield to, that servant I am. If I yield myself to God, I become a servant of God. If I yield myself to the devil, I become a servant of the devil. None of us is exempted. There is no man that is strong enough and say, I can stay without the temptation of the devil. I can stay without trials of the devil. I can stay without testing of the devil. No, brother. Until you receive certain bullets, that That is when you will know that no, this Christian journey indeed is a fight. Every day is a fight. You are fighting spiritually, you are fighting physically. That is why, as we had on Sunday, we must garrison ourselves within and without. What we hear, church, listen. May I emphasize, what we hear, it has an influence on our life. If somebody says something that you have to be mindful, say something, you might not just be careful now. But somehow you don't realize that something that you have had is something that is affecting you. Somebody tell you something and say, that you are a bad person. You are no good. You are no good. And you, before you know, Satan begin to build on that thing. I begin to tell you something and so you are not a child of God. I tell you maybe Holy Ghost is not for you. Let me use that.
Yes.
It is the devil. You might just go on and as though you didn't listen to that thing. At that point, that person said it was the point you should have fight it. And said, no, this preaching is not for me. I reject this suggestion. The Holy Ghost is for me. Like the prophet said, they say that the ever of Holy Ghost has ceased. The Bible says, you say, no, Holy Ghost is for me. If other people are receiving it, I can receive it also. You say, the days of healing has passed. The Bible says, no. It is the devil. Before you know, you think that it's so innocent. Satan looks, it brings him very innocent. He says, healing is not for you. And before you know, you have listened to that preaching. It's so innocent. He says, it's not for you. And you begin to fellowship. Oh, the days of miracle is past. We have never seen healing in our church. That is the devil. Don't listen to that preaching. Because before you know, it begins to work in your subconscious. It begins to work in your mind. And begin to magnify that thing and tell you, look at so and so, look at so and so, look at so and so. Before you know, he has gotten you. May God have mercy upon us. But I tell you, church, Satan can never win. He has lost the battle. Even tonight, the battle is lost. This is another opportunity for people to be delivered. He has lost the battle. He has lost the battle of sin. He has lost the battle of depression. Satan is a wicked fellow. And tonight, my own God is trailing at him. He has battled us so much. It's time for us to rise as army of God to say, enough is enough. But many times, the problem is with me. The problem is with you, brother, sister. When things are getting fine with us, we relax a little bit. And that is my condition. That is your condition. When things get fine, we forget God. But when things get a little bit toxic, we come back, But brother said, before the hour of war, when there is still peace, that is the time we should be preparing for war. You that have not got your own trials now, I think I was saying it last, how many service, that Satan is very wicked. If you see sickness walking in your member, and Satan is telling you, don't go to the hospital. Don't listen to Satan. It is Satan. He wants to kill you. But the Bible says, it's a goat. But the Bible says, doctors are assistants to God. If you want the goat, come and ask me. The prophet didn't teach us not to consult medical science. But the Bible says, but when you see medical science failing, he says that is when you take it higher to God. God is rich in mercy. That is why I made provision for medical science. But when they are coming to their head, you take it to God. And that's why we are here tonight. Satan can never win. He can never win over a child of God. Is he in debt? Is he in sickness? No! He's lost the battle. Because why? Christ had already conquered him long ago. But he began to play with our mind. He began to play with our subconscious. He began to play with the five senses of our body and the five senses of our spirit. But thanks be to God that we've got that system which is faith in the word of God. That's what we've got tonight to use. And brother, use it every way that you can. Sister, use it every way you can to deliver yourself from that cage of the enemy. Are you battered with sin tonight? The mercy of God is here for you tonight. Your sister was telling me, Brother Joseph, I got this in my life. I just think I said, oh, sister, this thing that you are saying, there is none of us that is immune for me. I said, me that you are telling this, it is just amazing grace of God. I said, so don't feel so useless as you are calling yourself. You are not a useless person. I said, it's Satan that is trying to tell you that one. You are a daughter of God. Don't listen to the devil. He said, you don't know. I said, I don't need to know. Don't listen to the devil. It's the devil that wants to bring that message in your heart. Bring condemnation and say, you have done this, you have done that. May I say it? Maybe you have watched certain things you should not watch. And that's why, like I said, emphasis, what you watch, it has an influence over your being. Your people, both here physically and those that will listen on the day, be careful of what you are watching. Be careful of what you are listening to. Those of you that have certain funny experiences, you know it is from the multitude of what you listen to. It is the multitude of what you hear. That is why you can't tell your daddy that. That is why you cannot tell mommy that. You come, you tell the minister. The minister cannot save you. The only thing that we do is to encourage you in the Lord and pray for you. But I tell you tonight, don't listen to that devil. He wants to destroy you, and that's why he's telling you that you are no good. But I tell you, you are good in every way because Jesus died for you. Deliver yourself tonight. Don't stay there. Like somebody was saying, he said, the prophet told us, wherever you left God, that is where you come back and meet him, because that is where he's waiting for you. You that were once a good boy, you were once a good girl. But one day you started doing what you should not do. Prophet said, that message from that time. He said, maybe you started smoking. You know you should not smoke, boy. Junior, you know you shouldn't have taken that first smoke. And mommy asks you, did you smoke? You said, no, mommy, I didn't smoke. But you know you smoke. You told a lie. From that time, but man said, look at every of their life became what it should not be. But the mercy of God is here tonight, brother, sister. God is rich in mercy to deliver you. You know you should not be in that camp. I don't know what I'm talking to. Maybe you are taking strong drink. You are taking alcohol and you are ashamed of yourself. You cannot tell your daddy. Talk to God. You can tell God. God, he will listen to you. You know you can't tell your mommy. But you know there is condemnation in your heart. Boy, girl, you know there is condemnation in your heart. You can tell God. Satan wants to destroy you. But I tell you, deliver yourself tonight. Old people, we are here. God is rich in mercy. That is why, again, he has brought his mercy to us tonight. Tell you that don't just die in your condition. Don't just die in that trial that you are in. You are going through certain things you can't tell somebody. Tell God. Find grace to tell the pastor. Because Satan is very wicked. You say, like a woman said, he said, I'm even ashamed of myself. He says, Mr. Joseph, you see this sickness where they carry. He said, I'm ashamed of myself. I said, madam, what is it to be ashamed of sickness? Now Satan won't kill you. He said, you know what? This sickness that they carry out for 6 months. I said, there's nothing to be ashamed with. If I tell you the one way myself they carry, it is your God's mercy to each and every one of us. I said, don't be ashamed. You talk to somebody, that person might know somebody that will be of help. But why do you sit down there and draw down? It is Satan. Deliver yourself tonight. Satan has lost the battle. Even tonight, I know he's lost the battle. That's why Christ died. He died for the forgiveness of your sin, and he died for the healing of your body. If you've got trouble tonight, whether it is sickness of the soul or a sickness of the body, the mercy of God is here tonight. All that we are doing is just to stir up your faith. It's just to pull you, to tell you that there is one here tonight that can heal all sicknesses, that can heal all diseases, that can forgive every sin. But Bible says all that you have to do is just to surrender. But Bible says just like it was in the time of the children of Israel. When they forsook God, And the serpent was biting them. And God told his servant, you just go and raise a brazen serpent. Anyone that is beaten, all that he has to do is just to look. The Bible said, and as many as look, they were delivered. But those that say, I don't go look, you died here. And there are people like that. But you don't just think of those groups. It is you, it is me, be concerned of yourself. Don't be concerned of the next fellow. It is me that is here tonight. It is you. Lord, what are you telling me to do? I say surrender. Just look and leave. If you only look to him, there is mercy. If you only look to him, there is deliverance. If you only look to him, there is healing. Are you battered with financial condition everywhere? There is deliverance in Christ. There is peace in Christ. That's why we have come to him. Few Wednesdays, few services, we took to whom shall we go? Why do we come to Christ? We come to him because he's the one that has got final say over our life. Why do we come to him? We come to him because he's the one that has got solution to all life's trouble. We are here again tonight, brother, sister. It's rich in mercy. Make sure you don't go back the same way that you come. Make sure that you touch him. When he reached down his hand for me, when he reached down his hand for me, and I was lost and undone without God or his Son. When he reached down his hand for me, once my soul was astray, once my soul was astray from the heavenly way and was wretched and far as could be, but my Savior above, he gave me peace, joy, and love. When he reached down his hand for me, oh, when he reached down his hand for me, when he reached down his hand for me, oh, I was lost and undone without God or his Son. When he reached down his hand for me. Are you here tonight? And you want to be remembered in prayer? The mercy of God is here tonight. The grace of God is here tonight. You are battered with life's trouble, whether physical, whether spiritual. Maybe the loss of the heart, the loss of the flesh, the pride of life, sickness in your body, whatever. The mercy and grace of God is here tonight. And you want to be remembered and say, Lord, I come like those people of old that you showed mercy to. I come like those of old that you showed grace to. Many examples in the scriptures that were written for our help. And Lord, I come like them tonight. Like blind Bartimaeus, I come that you have mercy upon me. Just as we said, God has been so rich in mercy to us in this tabernacle. Psalms upon psalms, showing his love, showing his grace, drawing us more and more closer to him. And again tonight, he's doing the same thing. I said, I don't want you to be lost. I want you to come. I don't want you to go into Satan's ear. I don't want you to listen to the suggestion of the enemy. And you say, God, I want you to remember me. I want you to give me grace. I want this Holy Ghost baptism in my life. This genuine Holy Ghost baptism. I don't want just man-made Holy Ghost. I don't want my own self interpretation of Holy Ghost. I want that genuine Holy Ghost that fell on the day of Pentecost that changed them. Changed them completely. The same that worked on Peter and the rest of the apostles. They were afraid when they didn't add it. But when it came on them, there was a difference, a noticeable difference. That's the kind I want, Lord. Give it unto me. Are you here? Sick. And healing is what you want. You say, God, you are the healer. I need you to do something in my life. The which I can testify that this is you that have done it. I tell you, is God the answer? Why we ask Pastor to pray for us? God bless you.
Most gracious Heavenly Father, we are grateful to you for giving us this privilege again tonight to come before thy presence. Thank you for the ministration of your word, the God that is rich in mercy. We are happy that you are rich in mercy, and we can always come before you that we might share out of that mercy that you are rich of. Or whatever the needs of individuals of us might be, Lord, physical needs, material needs, financial needs, spiritual needs, Lord, we come again tonight. May the riches of your mercy meet each and every one of us in the name of Jesus Christ. As many as are looking unto thee, O gracious Father, for the blessed, for the baptism of the Holy Ghost, may you answer prayers, Lord. Those who are looking unto you, God, for the healing, may you answer prayers, O Father. As many as are fighting battles that they cannot overcome, Lord, may you come. I push the enemy where he belongs, O Father. I give victory to us, Lord. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy holy name. We are very happy to know that you that deliver those that are few people that were measured out of the whole lot that you show mercy to, O God. And you change it not. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Father, don't pass any of us by when you are manifesting forth your mercy. Thank you, righteous Father. Blessed be thy holy name, Lord. Replenish your servant that you have used as we further commit ourselves into your hands, O God, where the prayer sessions shall come. Inspire us, grant us unction to pray as we come and say. Thank you, Father. Hallowed be thy name, Lord, for granting these petitions. In Jesus' most wonderful name, we pray. Amen.
All things are possible. Your case is not an hopeless case. Your situation is not an hopeless one. God has reason for everything. In Jesus Christ's name we are praying. We'll take it 2 times. Just as Apostle Paul said, we that were dead in sin and trespasses, God has quickened us to life.
Mercy rewrote my life. Oh, God's mercy rewrote my life. Oh, I should have fallen. My soul cast down, but God's mercy. water. It was mercy, oh mercy, revolt my life. Oh God, mercy, revolt my life. Oh, I should have fallen, my soul cast down. God's mercy.
Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you very much for bringing us to your house tonight. Thank you, dear Lord, for the worship service. Thank you for the time of preaching. Lord, on this sermon, your God who is rich in mercy. We thank you, God, for the privilege to also speak back to you, both personally and on the requests that were written and read, and the normal ones we have on the board, Lord, including the fresh ones that were given verbally. We thank you for everything that your mercy has done for us. The prophet said that you are rich in so many things, but the greatest is mercy. We thank you very much, Lord, for your mercy that appeared unto us. Lord, to be able to see the message of our day. We know there are people that are more religious than us, but Lord, they are not just part of the elite. The prophet said that the material that the tailor lay out to cut, the one that is cut and sewed, and the one that is cut off, they are the same material, the same quality. But the lesson makes a difference. We are grateful unto you. Dear Father, we pray that your grace walk upon every one of us. Lord, I will not miss you this opportunity. I will make the best use of it, O God. May we not, O God, Lord, turn grace to this grace, Heavenly Father. We pray, dear God, that the effect of your word will be seen in the life of every one of us. Thank you, Lord, for all that we have committed to you tonight. We pray, Lord, that our faith is strong enough, Lord, to hold on and to receive every bit of them manifested to the glory and the honor of your name. We want to specially commit your daughter and the offspring into your hand. We just pray that you quicken our mortal body. Lord, may you, O God, push back the wicked works of the enemy concerning our life. And Lord, the bone, the flesh, the cell, the nerves, everything, may your spirit pass through the same, Lord, to put life where, O God, it's not active, that Lord very soon should be strong and healthy and on our feet to the glory of your name. Grant this in Heavenly Father. May you keep all of us healthy, keep sicknesses and affliction away from your children. Because it is your will, Lord, I'll be strong in health, even as our soul prospers. Help us, dear Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. We want to ask once again that you bless your servant you have used, Lord, and recall him for the virtue that has left him. Bless him and lift up the honor of his ministry and that of the rest of your servant that went to Bakata Rebidin by safely. As we leave this place very soon, you brought us from our different homes and offices and business places. Take us back home safely tonight. Watch over us, Lord, in the hours of the night. May we sleep peacefully and wake up strong and ready in the morning. As we commit the rest of the week into your hand, that your grace is sufficient unto us. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. The next time we gather here, may your grace gather us in our numbers, and may you shower your blessings upon us. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for the privilege to be in the midweek prayer meeting. as many as were able to stay for the service. May the Lord be gracious unto us. And sometimes not everybody that comes to church that come for the service. But this is an individual decision. May the Lord be our help. God bless you richly. Shall we rise?
Be unto you according to your, oh, according to your promise, I can stand secure. Yes, come upon my heart, that through the self.